Hey, hon, can you come here a minute?
What do you think? Is this dress too formal? I don't know what your coworkers are like. Should I wear tights with it or bare legs? Of course you'd say tights, you freak. Oh, look at these shoes I got. They're like Oxfords, but they have heels. Nice, right? Well, I don't care if you don't care, so I'm going to tell you about them anyway. Now, shoo. Putting on makeup in front of people makes me nervous.
You know, I didn't expect anyone to be dancing on the tables or anything, but this party is really quiet. As someone at your work died recently, did you fail to inform me that you were bringing me to a wake? Oh. Remember how I asked you if I should wear tights earlier? Well, I didn't ask you if I should wear underwear with them. And I'm not. You want to check? No, no, don't look down. Just give me your hand and... Can you feel how wet I am through my tights? Alright, I'm gonna go get us some drinks. You find a table. Somewhere dark and a bit out of the way.
Well, it looks like Judy's taking advantage of the open bar. Does she get that handsy when she's in the office? She's probably all over you. And I wouldn't blame her. I mean, those work shirts that you wear with the sleeves rolled up, those are nice. And seeing you all dressed up like this, that's nice too. Babe, I am too fucking horny right now. Between that waistcoat you're wearing and these tights, I am ready to explode. They're really soft and without underwear. They're just rubbing up against me in all the right places. I don't know what I need, but I need something. Put your hand out of the table. Under the tablecloth. There you go. Touch me. Your fingers through the nylon. And sending tingles through my thighs. I didn't know Mark and Candace were here. Oh shit, they're coming this way.
Oh, hey guys, how are you? Good, good. Well, you know, free whiskey and so can't be all that bad, especially not for Judy, right? It's good to see you guys too. I was just saying this afternoon that you should come around for dinner sometime. We'll make the best roast chicken you've ever had. I promise, it'll be tender and moist. Orgasm in your mouth, really. Well, I'm gonna go refill our drinks, but it was nice seeing you. You should definitely come soon. Come over soon, I mean. Way to hang me out to dry. You didn't say two words to them. I'm gonna go get another old fashioned. Do you want one?
All right. I'm a little buzzed and a lot horny. If I get any wetter, they're gonna use my vag to solve the California drought. When I walk, the air flows through my skirt and hits the wet patch between my legs. Oh, it's giving me the chills in a really good way. I have to do something about this. Okay, go stand against that wall. Now, I'm gonna stand in front of you right here. You look over my shoulder and pretend we're looking at something on my phone. While we do that, I'll lift up the back of my skirt and grind my tights against you. That's it. Do you like that friction rubbing you through your pants? Okay. Now, you reach around front, keep your hand under my skirt, and finger me through my tights. There you go. Oh, yeah. I need this. I need this so fucking bad. Yes. Oh, God. I fucking need this orgasm. Are we being too obvious? I don't think anyone's noticed yet. Just keep a straight face and don't make any noise. Breathe. Breathe into my ear. Oh, God. Your fingers feel like electric through my tights. Maybe I can just use my ass and position your cock. Oh, just like that. Now I can grind you between my cheeks. Oh, this feels so fucking amazing. Oh, I need it so badly right now. Oh, I need it. I need it. Don't worry about coming. I'll just spill something on you so nobody notices. Just keep on rubbing. Yeah. That's it. Faster. Faster. Come with me, please. Yeah, come with me. Oh, yes. Oh, come with me, please. Feels like 1,000 pounds of pressure just lifted off my pussy. Holy shit. I feel way better after that. Alright. Come over here. And follow me to the table. Stay behind me so nobody sees.
Oops. I spilled my drink all over your pants. Oh no, how clumsy of me. We should probably get you home and get you cleaned up.
Meet me at the car, but don't start it yet. We can't have you wearing wet pants the whole ride home.